Well, we want to tackle another little question here from Terry in Alabama. Terry, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm calling about asphalt driveway sealers. My research, you know, prices are all over the place and reviews are all about the same. And just wanted your recommendation on what to use.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what, that is certainly one of those situations where homeowners all the time go out, get in their car, they look at their driveway, and they just look to the side, because asphalt does need a little maintenance from time to time. And, you know, if you can catch it when there's just minor cracks, it's pretty easy. When the cracks start getting bigger and you get a little erosion, it really starts getting hard to really recover them. But I'll tell you what I discovered years and years ago, to never use a paint roller and that watered down type of sealer. Look more for a coating. And I'll tell you one that we've used a lot is called, Latexite. Latexite. And I know it's available in Home Depots, many Home Depots across the country and many other areas. It's from a company called Dalton Enterprises. It's up in the northeast area there, but we've worked with them several times, and I'll tell you what you use here is actually a squeegee, a large squeegee that's about 16 inches wide, and you're able to put down a really nice, like an eighth of an inch coating over the entire driveway after you've cleaned the cracks and filled them with a crack filler. Then you come back over that, and I'm telling you, it works, it lasts, and is not an expensive way to go at all. In your reading your reviews and doing your research, have you come across any Latexite?
I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it on there.
Well, it's definitely the way to go. And like so many things, the preparation is important. I would pressure wash everything to get it as clean as you can. And a lot of times I'll take an old screwdriver, an old slotted screwdriver, and kind of groove out any little crack that I see. Then take your leaf blower and just blast all of that debris and everything out of there. And then take that gallon jug of crack filler and just fill it. That takes a little time, but it's an important part of it. Just fill every one of those cracks up to where it reaches the surface. It's pretty much self-leveling. Then I would allow that to dry overnight before you applied the coating on it. But man, it has worked so well for us over the years.
All right, sir. I appreciate it.
Hey, our pleasure, Terry.
Hey, Terry, I got a couple other quick tips for you. One is there are some blacktop sealers that say they're sealers and fillers, and they don't do a good job of filling. So as Danny said, Rust-Oleum makes a really good one called Black Top Patch and Crack Filler, and you should use that first to fill in any cracks or holes. And then there are a line of products that are known as coal tar sealers, because they have actual coal tar in them.
Yes, sir.
And they've been really popular because they're very weather resistant and durable, but they not great for the environment. And there've been a couple of states, I think Minnesota and Texas, have already banned them. Mm-hmm. So you might want to consider, if you stumble across any of those, whether or not you should use it. That'll be you'll have to make that choice yourself.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll tell you is there's a trade association called the Asphalt Seal Coat Manufacturers Association. You can probably find them online, and they would have a lot of information for you as well.
Asphalt Seal Coat Manufacturing Corporation. Okay.
Right. All right. Check them out. All right, Terry. Good luck.
I appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Terry. Best of luck to you, and have a great weekend. Good, good, good.